You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hello, I am here with Rhonda Ross with Texas Living Company. She is a certified divorce real estate expert and came on here to talk about what she does and how she helps divorcing homeowners and their divorce team. So Rhonda, can you tell us a little bit about your background and knowledge and how you help divorcing clients and their divorce team?
Of course. So I have been in real estate for a little under 12 years. And during that time, I have witnessed friends and personally have gone through a divorce and saw some confusion within real property. So it made me really reach out and find out the best way that I can help other divorcing couples. I found a great trainer. She is actually an attorney who teaches at Harvard. And she was unbelievably helpful when it came to setting me up for success to help other people get through divorce as smoothly as possible, with the factor that I'm just trying to protect the client, the house, and their credit eligibility to buy in the future.
Okay. That sounds great. How long have you been focusing on family law and working with divorcing homeowners?
I would say roughly 6 years. I've lost some years of my life during COVID, so I'm not quite sure.
We all.
So everyone always asks me how many years, and I'm like, I honestly don't know. What year are we in today?
Right.
But I want to say roughly 6 years. That's when I did my first really big case, and that one took about 9 months.
Okay. And so you decided to focus on family law mainly because, you kind of said it before where you went through a divorce yourself and realized there was a lot of missing pieces in there. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So for me, mine was very easy. I'm very lucky. But for other people that I saw go through it, there was a lot of confusion about who could afford the house if someone wanted to have it. I've seen it where the court order was to provide the house to one of the spouses. They couldn't afford it. They actually ended up going bankrupt or selling for a loss just because of emotional attachment to it. When I come in, it is very neutral. There is no emotional attachment to it. It's really, I'm going to do what's best for both parties as well as what's best for the house. I always tell everyone, my client is the house, whether that's to help them keep it or to sell it. It's really, I'm very neutral to both parties. I'm going to do what's best for everybody.
Yeah. And that's important, especially if it's, contentious and, people aren't getting along and you just kind of have to play middle of the road and kind of keep everything together and, everyone happy. I'm sure that can be a challenge. So I know that each divorce is unique and everyone involved goes through their own journey. Through the process, if you could change anything or give a heads up advice to someone just starting down this path, what would that be?
For me, it's really understanding. So what I've seen a lot is that one person knows everything that's going on with the home and the other person doesn't. I think it's important that both parties are fully educated and knowledgeable on all aspects of the real property, whether that be the type of liens, what title looks like, the functionality of the house, the cost of upkeep of the house is very big. I think that is the number one thing that I see when I go and talk to both parties separately or together is it's very heavily knowledgeable just on one side, not both sides.
Yeah. So that, what I've experienced is a lot of people who are like, they'll call me and I'm like, okay, what's your mortgage balance? How much do you owe? They're like, I don't know.
No idea.
I'm like, do you get a statement? Well, it goes to my husband. And what's the value? And that's another thing I wanted to bring up too, that just kind of off my list of questions, but what's the value? Every single person said, well, Zillow says, and
yes.
I'm like, you really need to get a CDRE involved or, a licensed appraisal, someone to come in and tell you what the true value is. Zillow is just basically like, I don't know, going to the appraisal district or something. They don't have all the details of your house. They have not been in your house. So
we're a non-disclosure state. So we're one of 12 right. non-disclosure states. And a lot of people don't realize that. That's something I educate all my clients on, whether yeah. they're going through divorce or not, is, you know, we don't disclose the sales price. That's why when you go and look on Harts, it gives you a range.
Yeah.
And Zillow and all these other, you know, external companies are just picking a random number in the middle and saying, okay, this is what we think it sold for.
Yeah. Exactly. And yeah. so that's one of the first steps I tell them. Let's figure out what the value is first. Mm-hmm. And you brought up a good point, because I don't think we brought that up. Non-disclosure state, we are in Texas, because our podcast is nationwide. So when we say non-disclosure state, can you kind of explain that, what that means?
So it's just that we don't disclose the sales price. It's something that stays within the transaction. A lot of states, I'm assuming, disclose it everywhere. We do not do that. So I tell my clients, anytime you close on a property, yeah. you're going to receive probably, you know, 50 pieces of mail all telling you that you have to disclose your sales price. I tell them absolutely do not do it. Right. It is not a requirement. The only time you want to do it is if the appraisal district comes back at a significantly higher value than what you actually purchased your house for. Yeah. Then at that case, yes, you want to take that title commitment and go fight it. But other than that, it's not necessary, and it's, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Okay. So can you tell me what would you recommend for someone who's looking and what to look for when they're selecting a real estate agent?
I think having someone who truly understands the process of working with attorneys, judges, the divorce process, and who is going to be absolutely neutral during the process. It is a very different transaction when it comes to communication, knowledge, time, effort, when it comes to divorce. So there's many a times where I have to go to court and be the neutral party and be questioned. And understanding that is huge. I think communication is another big thing. It, you know, some are very, nice amicable divorces, and some are not, right? So it just depends. And if they're not, you have to know there's a completely different way to communicate with the parties yeah. and how that's done. So that way everyone can get to the end goal, and it's, you know, trying to make it so it's not, you know, dragging out as long as what some of them do when there are not designated people in place to help with the process.
Very good. So do you have one memorable case that you've worked on? And if so, what impacted you the most out of it?
They've all been very memorable in their own way. I had one in particular that I would say I worked on. It was probably the toughest case I've ever been on. I actually seemed to be at the courthouse more than I've ever thought I would be in my life. But what it really taught me is the importance of communication and knowing how to communicate with each party as well as each attorney. It really gave me that focus and prioritize the importance of that. So now when I go in to meet with someone, the first thing I always ask is, how is this divorce? How is it going? How's the communication between both parties? And if they tell me it's great, they're agreeing to everything, that's a certain kind of way that I communicate with them. If it's really bad, then what I tend to do is I send everything to both attorneys and I BCC both clients so they can see that no side is getting more information than the other, but that they cannot communicate the answers or send tactical comments or questions to each other through email. It's strictly business. We are trying to do what we can do to make this as easy for everybody as possible.
Yeah. And I think it's very important, especially to work with somebody who has been there, who knows how to speak the language, who knows what to look for, who knows, you know, who's been in court. And, you know, rather than just a real estate agent, you know, who just sells homes or you know, whatever. But I just think it's very important to have that specialized service when you're selecting an agent. So what's the most important, I know you talked about communication, but other than that, what's the most important lesson you've learned over your career?
Honestly, I mean, it's customer service and communication. It just is what it is, building relationships. If you cannot communicate or provide good customer service, that's, you're just not going to be successful in real estate. It just, I mean, that yeah. is the bottom line.
people need to know you care before they, what is it? People need to know you care before they care how much you know. So that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always tell everyone with divorce cases and the attorneys that I talk to and the ones that I've worked with will tell you, what you see a lot of agents do is they're like, oh my gosh, three transactions out of this. This is phenomenal. And my goal is to stay at 50-50, 50% we sell, 50% they stay, depending on if they have the availability to do it. Yeah. That is not the priority here. And that is what will get most agents in trouble is they're in it for the wrong reasons. And they see their goal is very different. And that is important to know that, you know, this person is going to truly do what's best for the home.
Yeah. And I appreciate you bringing that up because that is important to not just be more focused on the client than just getting the sale. And a lot of, I do know a lot of agents that, you know, are in it just for the money, and you got to be in it for the right reasons. So that's important.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if, I don't think you mentioned, but you do have offices in Dallas and Houston.
Yes. So we are located, our home base is Houston and we also are in Dallas.
Okay. And you, I'm assuming you go travel back and forth between the two.
I am back and forth consistently between both locations. Yes. And we have agents in both offices. So.
Okay. Very good. So I'm going to wrap this up, but I appreciate you taking the time to tell us about yourself and what you do. And the fact that you're an outstanding, you know, real estate expert in Dallas and Houston is pretty impressive. So where can someone who might benefit from your expertise find you?
Absolutely. So we have a website, it's texaslivingcompany.com. And then we also have all the social media handles. We are on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook as well. So, and all the links are everywhere. You can get them on our website as well as each of the social media platforms too.
Okay. And we'll post them here as well. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with us today?
No, I just want to thank you for your time. And I'm looking forward to helping other people try to make divorce as smooth and easy as possible.
All right. Well, thank you, Rhonda Ross, Texas Living Company.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll connect soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.